Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, British Tech News listeners. Welcome to your Friday, yes, edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Not only is it Friday, it's a brand new month, too. Yes, it's July 1st, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off for your Friday edition with a little bit of mystery now solved. Android N. What the hell was it going to stand for? Well, now we know. Nougat. Yep, just like you, I'm disappointed it isn't Natalia. The name was announced, of course, via Twitter yesterday. Yeah, where else nowadays? Saying in their tweet, at Android, introducing Android Nougat. Thank you, world, for all your sweet name ideas. Meaning there was a lot more than this or Natalia, and they chose this. Yeah, I don't get it either. So now that we got a name, when the heck is the thing coming out? Well, it's due for a release later this summer, so we've still got a little bit of waiting time. And that's just for the release. Gosh knows when we'll actually get the actual Android 7 update on our devices. At least now we know the name and we can move on from speculation. The name still sucks, though. Well, the entire world went into a frenzy yesterday if they were using Google Calendar. Why? Because it stopped working. For quite a few hours, actually, it stopped working yesterday. And as you guess, it prevented people from accessing, editing, doing anything with their schedules. So it threw their day completely off. Now, for a few people out there, around noontime, Eastern Standard Time, I believe, in the U.S., the service was slowly coming back online. But most users were still greeted with that server error message in so many different languages. And since I can't read Chinese, I'll just read the English version to you. Google Calendar is temporarily unavailable. Please try back later. In the meanwhile, you might find useful information at our help group and help center. We apologize for the inconvenience. Now, those of you that went to sleep overnight thinking, did it ever come back? Yeah, it came back. Everything should be working fine and smooth for your Friday. Spotify's throwing a little bit of hissy fit over at Apple. Why don't you guys approve our app? Yeah, it seems that Spotify's new app, it won't get approved by Apple. They're saying because it doesn't want competition for Apple Music, which they could have a point. Now, as you guess, lawyers have already somewhat got involved with this. In a letter sent to Apple this week, Spotify says Apple's causing grave harm to Spotify and its customers by rejecting an app update for Spotify's iOS app. Apparently, Apple turned down the new version of the app, citing business model rules, and demanded Spotify use Apple's billing system if Spotify wants to use the app to acquire new customers and sell subscriptions. Yeah, Apple wants their cut, don't they? Now, of course, with this fiasco, it has actually raised some major concerns, particularly under both the U.S. and EU competition law. With Spotify going on to say, we cannot stand by as Apple uses the App Store approval process as a weapon to harm competitors. Basically, this all tracked back when Apple Music started and Spotify ran a promotional campaign offering new subscribers the chance for 3 months for 99 cents. That is, if they only signed up at Spotify's website, not through the Apple App Store. Since then, Spotify had stopped the advertising of the promotion, but it also turned off its App Store billing option, too. It's why we're in this dispute. Euro 2016, yes, I'm talking about soccer. Oh, I'm sorry, football for all the rest of the world out there, not just the Americans. It is definitely in full swing, and a lot of you probably have that app on your tablet or phone, don't you? Here's something you might want to consider doing with that app, uninstalling it. That's because Euro's 2016 app, yeah, it's leaking private user data. Whoops. According to analysts of data traffic patterns from Enterprise Mobile Devices, yeah, I guess there's such an organization, the official UEFA Euro 2016 fan guide app is leaking information such as usernames, passwords, addresses, phone numbers. Jeez. So now hackers are saying, woohoo, there's an access point for us. Now, apparently, according to Wandera, the number of devices accessing malicious websites since the tournament started, and again, most likely through mobile ads, has actually jumped 72%. That's when you've hopped on over to malicious websites. And about 41% of exposed passwords were actually detected on smartphones in France. All coming back to your Euro 2016 app. Maybe it's best you just watch the matches on the telly in the UK, as they say, or stick to just doing a quick Google search to see who won. It's a lot better than having your life stolen. And finally. We had cute and cuddly rats yesterday. Gosh, I hate rats. So now we got something a little cute and cuddly again today. Although this one is not exactly real. Although with the new version, it might think it is. I'm talking about Furby. Yeah, I know you remember those little toy things, little freaky little round things with ears. Well, yeah, now there's a new one. And Furby's been updated too. Now its eyes are made of LCDs. It can also speak 1,000 phrases now. And as you probably guessed already, it will connect to an app, yes, that's on your smartphone, via Bluetooth. What else? That means you can engage with Furby in a more fresh and entertaining way now. Now, with the new incarnation of Furby, which, by the way, is actually called Furby Connect, the creators say this new toy strives to offer the best value by providing a play experience that continuously refreshes and encourages kids to keep connecting. Now, the new Furby Connect responds to touch and sound, yeah. It also knows what time it is. Getting creepy enough for you already? Oh, and guess what? Furby will ask for breakfast or a late night snack. Yeah, let's treat these things like the gremlins, okay? Don't feed it after midnight. Yeah, just to be on the safe side. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. You can also check out all the great BTN podcasts. You got to do that right now. BritishTechNetwork.com is the destination for that. Find out the happenings that are going on at the British Tech Network. You can do that on Twitter at British Tech. You can find out my happenings, if you really care, at Kyle Swagger on Twitter. But the best happenings are definitely happening at the Slack room. Get joined up with our BTN community over there. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show is headed into the weekend, and it feels so good, but we gotta get Friday over with, so let's get a little bit of work done right now, then prop up our feet, shall we? Yeah. Don't worry, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up the best technology news that will happen over the weekend, but until then, hey, if you're still thinking about that freaky Furby, $99 over there on pre-order at Amazon right now. And thank you, as always, for listening.